due to unforeseen difficulties, this program maker is not available now, so we pause for a musical break.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that delay there. That's what it's like getting through Auckland these days. Whoa! So thanks again for coming on and tuning update. I just had to switch it off the system there. This took me a couple of minutes. So thanks for coming in, and here we go. We've got another great show for you.
So be relaxed. Feel.
Okay. Yes, okay, ladies and gentlemen, so this is what we're going to do. We're going to be talking update. I've got a cool subject for you today. It's going to be a lot of fun. So we're going to be talking about internet service providers today, the future of them and how they can improve. So, yeah, there's a lot to talk about there, and I don't think it's a subject that's really been brought up before. About time. And as someone who doesn't, there's not much I don't know about technology, it's probably the best person to be listening into right now. So again, update. Please tell your friends, and we'll get you going. Okay, just give us a little bit of background music here. Cool, yeah. Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, so today, update, we're going to be talking about the future of internet service providers. A lot going on, I'm going to try to criticise internet service providers without kind of upsetting myself. definitely going to be criticising the current internet service providers, maybe making some ideas for the future of internet service providers. And encouraging maybe the audience to really stop giving internet service providers a free pass. So this is sort of a little bit following on from my previous themes. You know me and my outlook on what we call the media of New Zealand. So the reason I won't be talking about them too much is I kind of think they're beyond hope. So what's the point? So we're talking about the internet service providers of New Zealand and how we can really get some ideas in there. And I'm going to be giving some cool ideas for internet service providers that will make them really rich and wealthy. I'm hoping this will get through to none of the big ones. I don't know how that will happen. But I'm hoping this will be picked up by some cool little niche internet service provider somewhere. Maybe I better go knock on CB Woodhouse's door. But yeah, so we got... I'll start with the criticism of internet service providers and then go on to what's possible. So, yep, update.chat if you need me online. And, please send me an email or find me on the Google. Anthony Blomfield, you'll find me. Welcome just to whatever. Find me, send me tech ideas. Internet service providers. So, you're holding on to your hats, people. Please send out a text to your friends. Talk about this. Listen on in. What's going on? What's going wrong? And Wow. Let's get the big ugly criticism out right away, that I just cannot believe the baby boomers have given a free pass to internet service providers and all the echelon of powers that be. And it's beyond a disgrace. I'll try to not get too angry. Try to not get too angry. Maybe I'll get a coffee soon. All right. So, I mean, there's not enough words to describe the vermin I have for internet service providers, specifically the people that run them, the board of directors. My anger is like, I was thinking on the way here how I'd describe my anger. It's so past anger. It's like, it's just so, like, layers of disappointment on disillusionment on anger and disappointment on anger on layers on years on disappointment on anger. It's like, you know, if ISPs were a fossil, they'd be like, you know, right down there by the dinosaurs. And I almost was, the reason I'm late is like, I almost didn't want to come in to do this show because when I think about how upset I am with, well, so much in New Zealand, our culture, but I was thinking, you know, my industry, the tech guys do a good job, but we don't really generally hold the positions of the actual companies. They're just run by absolute you know whats, and what they've done for what was such a cool industry, the IT industry. But anyway. So, how do I describe my disappointment with the ISPs and tell you what I'm trying to say without, obviously no superlatives, but we'll just see if I can sort of remain calm and maybe relay to you guys all how so past disappointment I am with the internet service providers, you know, and Spark being the chief of them. So, take a deep breath. How would I explain this? All right. Okay, let's do a little story. That's maybe the best way to do this. Get my blood pressure down. Okay. So, you got married. You guys out there, the ones that did well, you put your best clothes on. You went out to New Year to buy the best 501 Levi jeans. You got cool. You got fit. You spent 3 years chasing the girl of your dreams, and you're like, whoa, I'm going to marry that girl. And, some of you people, millennials or whatever, you got married. What a cool thing that was for some of you, right? You know the effort it took. I just recently hanging out with a girlfriend, just, you know, friend is a girl, and I'm watching this guy chase her, and it's like he's spending millions and millions, and I'm like, you're not worth that. And she's like, oh, that's why you don't have a girlfriend. I'm like, yeah, that's right. No thanks. Walking around to open the door every time for your Oompa Loompa. But anyway, look, so to get a girl, to get a wife, these you guys work really hard, right? This is all leading up to my one big criticism of an internet service providers, okay? This is the only way I can describe the malice I have in a nice to radio analogy. So, all right, so you guys, and most of your silly jobs you do that you hate is just so you can take this girl you're chasing out somewhere and press her with some cool watch, right? Okay, so now it even predates back to your stupid job that you hate and putting up with your bald boss that you can't stand. Or so you can marry this girl of your dreams, right? Generally, a lot of you guys, maybe vice versa, the woman, I don't know what women think. I'm sure they do think once in a while. You're there and you're basically chasing these women, and maybe sometimes the women are like, oh, wow, putting money into this and that. It's a huge ordeal. Whole religions are built on this. Whole societies are built on this. God damn it, you people. God, you make me angry just how dumb you all are, I'm sorry to say. But even Blimmin' England was built on the fact that they ran away from the Catholic Church. So the Blimmin', what's it, George the Eighth, or whatever, who could marry this girl that the Roman Catholic Church told him he couldn't, you know, and had heads cut off so they could marry the people he wants. So, you know, whole nations are formed over this marriage thing, and whole, you know, societies are brought to the knees over the different marriages of kings wanting to do what they want, and My God. Yeah. Anyway, I won't even try to say how angry with the media I am because, yeah, they're just beyond hope. So that's I don't need to criticize those guys. So anyway, so you can imagine how, you know, marriage is a big deal and, you know, society's put a lot of work into it. And, my God, you look at a wedding. Wow, half an industry on it. So I think most of you people who aren't quite dumb as the media want you to be yet, I'm sure you've got a living brain cell, most of you, just, even though the media is trying to give you fried eggs on toast, MasterChef, to even destroy your very last fruit. Well, let's say you got 20 brain cells left, so please stop listening to the normal media people. You don't realise, you see, it's like, so like Donald Trump, people don't know how dumb they are because they've only got their own intelligence to measure how smart they are. So as the media dumb you down, you don't realize you're being dumbed down because you're dumb. You're too dumb to realize how dumb you are because it's your dumbness that measures your smartness, you see? Terrible cycle. Anyway, but I'm sure you're smart enough, just people, and I don't have a lot of faith in New Zealanders, you people, because you let yourself watch these media and become dumbed down, so it's sort of your fault. But anyway, long story short, is I'm sure you all realise, just with a smidgen of your imagination, your existence for human being that still beats partly in your heart, the importance of this getting married. And you know, finding your partner and the whole superfluence of getting engaged and wedding rings and sending, you know, poor black kids into mines so they can dig out bits of diamonds so they can put it in a pretty box so you can give it to your girlfriend that probably throws it away because you, next year you got the wrong flowers. So, you know, it's a huge deal, right? Getting married, chasing the woman. Right, okay, so it's a big deal. Now, I know to these days because, you know, the media's made us so numb on our emotions, so just reacting as a chemical sort of, you know, even less smart than a Google AI, just sort of right now you're just putting in a checkout going, dink, dink, buying food, don't know why, buying food. You know, we are almost just zombie robots, right? But even amongst that, I bet you all still know, and you're even in this current zombie state you're in, the importance of this marriage, right? Trust me, this is all getting to my criticism of ISPs, and this is my nice way of saying it. So you finally got married, and you can try to maybe read some books on that if you're not sure how big that is. You know, people, broken hearts, broken dreams, you know, blooming in Notting Hill, murders are over the wrong woman, two guys getting jealous or two women getting jealous. But anyway, right, so you've done it. You've bloody got married. Oh, aren't you amazing? Now, you all know the next ominous thing is your house. God, you baby boomers. Wow. What a. Gee, you've really made a mess of the world, haven't you? But anyway. So now you young people trying to buy a house. Wow, the ominous task of that. Right, let's get right to the end of all this. Because it's just more show, you know. I haven't got News Talk ZB. Whole 5 hours of talking about wet and forget. Sorry, for some reason you people listen to that. But anyway, I'm going to, yeah, anyway, so long story short, is you finally have a house, let's say. Now, the golden goose, or the golden star, some of you have children. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure, from what I see, most of you really think that's pretty cool. Especially your grandparents. I think most of you people that have got married generally think your kids are quite good. Most parents I know love their children, all right? Personally, I don't know why. I think they're bogey-nosed, you know. But anyway, I'm pretty sure most of you, like, you know, oh, we got the family, got the house, right. So you could all probably agree, like I say, the media's done their damnedest to turn you into literally zombies. By the way, that's what these movies are made for, you idiots. These idiots, like, these big movies, they've all, you know, you'll watch them think they're cheap entertainment. They're all warnings. Movies are a subtle artistic warning to guys. It's not literally a zombie apocalypse, you absolute retards. It's a metaphorical zombie apocalypse, and you're already bloody there, walking around through malls, half dead, smoking your pee, rotting away. You are the zombie apocalypse, you idiots. Anyway, God. Why do I live in this world with these idiots? But anyway, so you've got your family, and I'm sure you all go, Hey, even right now, if you're driving and your little baby in the back seat, I bet you think they're pretty special. I bet you've probably got nice sort of safety belt over there and you've done your damnedest to look after them. So I think all of you could say, family is not a bad thing for most of you hardworking people that have, you know, maybe done it by the book, got your silly mortgaged house in Pakuranga and spent $1 million for something and, you know, having a short life if you're a millennial because you might have worked your butt into it. So it's a pretty big deal. I'm sure all of you agree. You know, you got your lovely children that you really care. And I would have to say from people that I know, literally people, you know, like blood relatives, who have sent their kids to private school. Yeah. And I don't think that's uncommon. And even though you ones who send your kids to public school, I think you make a big effort to find out the school they go to. From my experience, parents are overzealous. Well, let's just simply say zealous for their children's welfare. I just think that's almost a phenomena more realistic than how a quark splits into a quark and an anti-quark. I think the fact that you parents care for your children is probably more measurable than a gravity wave from an outer quark exploding, which still is a theoretical science to some degree. So I'm hoping I've managed to get these words into your head through the layers and layers and layers of retard media that's been pushing a layer of fat around every tiny spark of genius that you once had when you were a kid. And maybe you've kind of managed to resonate your big blockheads to say, you're right, Anthony, I think family is semi-important. I sort of feel that. Sort of a rhythm, sort of slight sort of moving in my upper cortex of kind of stale, you know. Yeah. Synapses. So let's just assume that you're not all to become zombies to realize the importance of this whole bringing up your children. The work you go on teachers' days, the amount of money we put into good school teachers, the amount of, let's be honest, there's not a day when there's not a teacher in the Herald wanting this for their children. Your whole society, especially in New Zealand, rolls around. It's almost 70% of getting married, having a house, and making sure your children do well. Okay? Right. So if you can kind of almost feel that pressure of how much is there, just sort of have that in your heart of how many stressed principals there are right now and your janitors of schools cleaning out all bird poo from the fountains. Just try to hold that weight in your heart, people. Kind of almost be squashed with just how big it is to the human existence, having children, you love your children. Just have that pressure on you now because that will hopefully allow you to realize how angry I am with internet service providers. So just hold that, you know, the passion you have for your children and what you want them to do and how hard you are to get them to sport and how hard it was to get your wife. I want you to kind of feel how big that is for you all, okay? Because I don't have long, I can't kind of make unreverse the years of dumb media that are done to you to kind of like help you see this clearly, but that's best I can do. Because what's the elephant in the room? What's the real elephant in the room that I'm going to go with the biggest ISP, absolute evil, staring people in the face? And it's one of these evils, you know, these cruelties that are hidden in plain sight. And it's incredible how successful kind of evil is if it's right in plain sight. And this is the success of Trump. It's like, I will lock kids up in cages and I sleep around. Therefore, I'm saying it right in front of you. Therefore, and this is the tactic of 2020. It's like, if you do something really bad, but you tell people directly, it's invisible. This is called hidden in plain sight. So what has ISPs done, which is so, you know, think of these families again, hold that theme in your head, or what you do for kids. And what have ISPs done in plain sight to destroy your children, destroy their brains, to destroy so much that you world's worked for a few more dollars? Literally 12 of them. I might even get the names of these board of directors of Spark who right now do not give a TOSS, playing golf, lattes, living the dream. 12 of them while you hundreds of parents are destroying your children's futures, destroying so much you work for. What have they done? What is the one big thing they've done? And people have let them do it, plain sight. Generally, probably not people that really care about their families. And your parents are probably too stressed and too dumbed down with MasterChef to realize this is happening so in plain sight. Here we are. Internet service providers give your children unlimited access to pornography. And I want you to kind of wake up on that, people. I want you to wake up. It's been hidden in plain sight, so you're kind of didn't realize it was bad because you never were given the opportunity to kind of unrealize it yourself. And you realize how hard it is for what you've done to your kids to get them through these private schools, the best schools, the teachers and the physics and all the rest. And every single day, every bloody part of New Zealand, every single Wi-Fi device, Spark, okay, the directors of Spark generally who run their policies, the 12 or 13, feed relentlessly through the TCP/IP digital network, the zeros and ones, faster than speed of light, burning through these fiber optics to some poor guys, probably some lovely Pacific Island people that spent day and night in the rain digging trenches for these fiber optics built in physics lab of Oxford to send women doing disgusting sexual acts on every single disgusting thing you can think of. Absolutely rotten dead fish to your children right now through every single fiber optic. You know, and it's just such a disgrace that it's the anger isn't even just that they are doing it. The anger is the baby boomers who just keep turning a blind eye. It's absolutely disgusting. And it's just absolutely disgusting. And so the ISPs know that it's pretty good. Oh, we get another 20 cents because people download a bit more data. And these ISPs don't give a damn about the welfare of your children learning some smart stuff. They don't give a damn. Porn, that's what these internet service providers are streaming people, all right? And you know what? What I mean by that is they're like streaming it through, through, you know, every single chorus plan, for example. I mean, that was a big thing that even, let's be blunt, our taxpayers have paid for Spark, for fiber optic through New Zealand. So, you know, it's even our taxpayers' money is paying for the porn to your family right now, okay? You know, and so how does it work? So every single time that you know, hear one of these stupid ads for Spark, these overpaid women who do some celebrity thing, sign up to Spark and you get a free modem with extra Wi-Fi features. And you're like, oh, yeah, that's cool. You know, it's very simple. Just simply ring this number. You know, it's all very professional, right? You go to McDonald's, they go, we got a super deal, extra fries. You're like, that's not going to, you know, it's just fries. I get it. It's a professional transaction, right? So this is the world we live in the capitalist world. We have a general unstated respect for one another when we're buying services. We're like, you know, oh, barter bullet shoes or get free barter bullet shoes with every, you know, every single one you buy, you get another barter bullet. Great. You go in there and, oh, free kids. Barter bullet shoes with two pairs of socks. Great. This is how capitalism works. You buy it, right? You see an advertise. It's all professional. Some, you know, such and such has been spent a whole lot of money from Spark to make this silly ad on the back of the bus, you know? And you're like, oh, that's cool. Yeah. Unlimited or whatever it is. So you ring Spark up. Yeah, my name's Fred. I'm from Pakuranga. I just got married. Yeah, send it out. Yeah. Well, $70. Oh, that sounds very good. Okay, very good. Send it out. Thank you so much. No, don't know too much, but send it out. And these absolute pieces of, you know what, total tosses from Telecom, they send out these modems. These are wankers. They send out these modems to your family, 1,000% on the fibre optic. So you got the fibre optic in your house, and they stick this modem in, bang, that has 100% unfettered access to every dodgy man's weird webcam around the world. Every single porn freak that's making porn that's broadcast, like I say, through what was originally in our domain, scientists' domain, data scientists' domain, hijacked by these absolute bastards from school who, let's be honest, they failed the hockey team, couldn't make it anywhere, so they became directors of telecom. No real computer experience. Couldn't code a blimmin' hello world to save themselves. They send out these modems to your house, unfettered access, no questions about who's in the household, no questions asked. There you go. That's now in your family living room. You got a smart TV? Even better. Unlimited pornography of all kinds, people. This is not, you know, Hugh Hefner of the 1960s, what's called blue. This is disgusting perversions, okay? And it's broadcast without, like, they have high-speed supercomputers on every single exchange now. They're called cabinetizations. So even in most suburbs have a telecom exchange now, which even caches the porn, so it's faster for you to get. So, you know, so every single one of these accounts you rang out for and said, oh, you know what? Great. Yeah, that sounds like a professional service of, I'm into boating. I'm always interested in finding out where the tides are. But good to have the internet. Yeah, of course we've got a family, you know. I don't need to, not thinking about anything there. But send it out. Yeah, great. 100% unfettered access to every single little dodgy scum bastard out in the world to send your family pornography. And it's like, you think about how bad this is. You know, you think about how hard you've worked to get your children into the best school and how hard you've worked to get them into, you know, private tutoring and all this stuff. Anyway, so now all that's undone because your telecom ISP, the thing that all that everyone's addicted to, the internet, unfettered access to pretty much all the dark web, not even the dark web, all just the general porn sites of the world. So there you go. That's my nice version of saying how angry I am with the ISPs and angry with you people for not standing up to that. So disappointed. And you bastards, I'm the guy that for 7 years helped you idiots connect to the internet. I worked hard on Spark in the 90s and the 2000s when people couldn't, I don't know, download a special driver to get their computer working. So I know what the internet is, you know. I'm not just a guy that's made money out of directing it. I took hundreds of calls a day from people going, hey, how do I do this? Or I've lost this data or blah, 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 blah. So I have stake in this. I know what the internet is. I know what all the cool things we had and, you know, vision for it. Actual computer scientists. Not what you've turned it into, these Spark directors. So just unfettered porn. So let's just keep banging it home till you got it. Through the internet, people. Okay? And it's just a disgrace. It's beyond a disgrace. It's almost like the disgrace is not up for negotiation. The disgrace is you people who keep just walking by. But you're going against your own self-preservation because you're spending all this energy trying to get your nice house, having a great family, bringing up them well. You're generally pretty tidy. I bet you in your house, you've got, you know, your nice silverware for grandma when she comes over. You've probably got a place for your sports. You probably tell your kids, take your shoes off for rugby and leave them there. Every other part of your life, you're making an impression to get your kids ahead. But when it's the internet, because you kind of didn't realize what's going on, and the Spark people know, they absolutely know that now it's about 30% of the traffic on the internet is pornography. So this isn't just sort of some, you know, 1% of 1% of the funniest person. This is because Spark don't give a damn about your family or about you. They don't give a damn. They're there to make the quickest dollar with the least amount of work, zero innovation, zero science, zero, you know, you look at how opposite they are to Rocket Lab. Every day Rocket Lab's making something new. Every day Spark's going, oh, how can we sell any data, porn data, anything will work. And so that's what's happening. Straight to every single... So, you know, your love of your life, your 18-year-old who's going to university, living in a campus, are they studying for their science? Probably not. They're probably on Spark. Because by default, half the ISPs, you know, standard plans for these, you know, universities now, and the lecturer in the halls, they just get a normal Spark account. No porn block. So all your students have gone to Otago to better themselves now, and all your wishes for all these people to become scientists. No, they've all got Spark. There's 12 people who are single-handedly that want to destroy our culture for so they can right now be sipping a more expensive version of a latte. All right? So I really hope one other person will maybe fall in love with your children, because out of love comes anger. If you fall in love with your children and realizing, hang on, these 12 people know that the amount of porn that's been shown on the internet, unfettered, unfiltered, on every single normal internet plan in New Zealand, all right? That is the default, all right? Some countries don't, by the way. So these ISPs in New Zealand, by default, think it's okay. They're taking taxpayers' money to get the fibre optics built. They think it's okay to you just click a couple of buttons, sign up. You've got unlimited access to the porn bloody highway for many people, right? How embarrassing. Imagine that if you did any other thing in life. Imagine you go to your arcade games, bowls, you know, your old temp and bowling. You go there and there's a couple of video games. You go, oh, hey, family, you know, auntie's coming over from California. We're going to do the old cheeseburgers and bowls. So we're up to the bowls, you know, Newmarket. Halfway through, oh, yeah, down the side there, yeah, they got a whole lot of women naked dancing on pole dancing. Do you think you'd go talk to the manager who ran the bowling green and go, what the hell is going on here? Well, that's what's happening on the internet. When you go in good faith to Spark these bastards to get an internet account, they know they have zero restrictions over the porn. Zero. Not even a button, are you 18? Not even a click. It's just unfettered. And we have, what's most disgusting, we have this thing called the Broadcasting Standards Authority in New Zealand. Isn't that the most oxymoron? We have an industry right now, these bastards in Wellington, probably all driving around getting $200,000 a year, the CEO of Broadcasting Standards, from us taxpayers, putting around. We actually have apparently an oversight bureaucracy, guys, a bureaucracy. In other words, it's state-funded. They swore an oath to the Queen. They're appointed by the government. They're part of the state called the Broadcasting Standards, guys, standards. And this is what we get, New Zealand. You know how crap the media is, so we all sort of know they failed there. That's a normal conversation you have. But the fact that they've let ISPs, by default, every single connection, doesn't matter where you go, all right, is unlimited access to pornography of all kinds, of all persuasions. There you go. There, so all your hard work to get Timmy into the best school, spending extra money so you can get to the grammar zone of Epson, fighting it out harder at work so you can get your kids into grammar school so they can go up the ladder. It's all being undone by the relentless, zealous force of Spark bombarding your kids day in, day and night, with perverted images, people. All right? And it's just unacceptable. And I cannot believe I didn't realize how bad it was. You older people should know. You older people should know. You know, I'm growing up into the world a bit naive, quite frankly. I used to be told off for being naive, you know, just do my job, interest science. And then I realized how evil you baby boomers is, knowing that it's unfiltered, knowing half of you people that work for the Broadcasting Standards Authority just have not called this up. The fact that you bastards have not stood up for the next generation and gone, there's no way a family internet should by default have unlimited access to every kind of pornography. Who the hell is in charge of that? Who the hell? Absolute disgusting. You imagine you how hard it is. What you put up with a teacher does one little thing wrong at school, how they're basically fired. Imagine the principal of school going, oh, yeah, well, what we do here now at school, yeah, well, how, you know, we're teaching all these things, but, we, you know, if kids want to, we have a classroom now where, you know, there's whole lots of sexual perversion images. Yeah, we just have that open there. I mean, you know, it's a freedom of rights thing. Yeah, it's just a classroom there. It's under the gym. And, well, actually, it's not even under the gym. It's right beside the gym. In fact, there's a big sign on it. In fact, if you go into any other classroom, often there'll be a pop up that says, would you like to go to the gym at this big classroom? And there's a whole lot of sexual perversion in there. Yeah, that principal would be arrested and shot in some countries. But this is Spark. These are their 12 directors who know every family internet account gets 100% unlimited access to porn. It's absolutely disgraceful. And I really hope there's another soul with a soul in New Zealand who's as zealously angry as me. Or there really is no hope for New Zealand. And I kind of believe there is no hope. But you should be angry. Even if you're a pervert yourself, and I know one, I mean, the girl, sort of an ex-girlfriend of mine, is going out with a guy who, and this is where it's come from, he's addicted to porn. And the thing is he's upset with himself. This is not, I know a friend, by the way, this is really, I know a friend. He hates it. He's really angry about it. He's got addicted because his wife left him a few years ago, okay? So this is a friend of a friend. So this is sort of first-hand knowledge. Wife left him, you know, poor guy, had a hard time, but of course he's on Spark, so he got addicted to porn, apparently. It's really ruined his life. So he's not the people going, hey, Spark, do not turn that filter on by default. He's saying, I wish there was a filter. Right? So even the perverts don't want unlimited access to internet, right? So the only people fighting this are the absolute evil people who basically make money out of it, the head of Spark. Okay, so even the perverts that I know actually say, yeah, I can't believe there's unlimited porn all over the internet. It's crazy. You know, self-confessed pervert. So the fact, you know, and you're hearing from me because most of you are too gutless to talk about this. The media are absolute rubbish. And I'm a computer damn scientist. So anyone want to go with me on the zeros and ones, I'll go head-to-head on them. So this is what's happening anyway. So that's unfiltered. So even perverts don't want it. That's one. And secondly, you know, and so they shouldn't. And secondly, the fact that children have access to this, not a whiff of protection, not even a smoke and mirrors, not even a little cardboard cutout on the modem saying, family be advised. Like a Bruce Willis movie from the 80s, at least they would say, you know, there's a bit of rom-com at the end if you want to cover your kids' eyes, even though that we know how evil the media was. And these Spark absolute pieces of shit are given a free pass. All right? So I hope you are angry about it. I really hope you are. And, you know, we've put up with it too long. It's not a scientific problem, by the way. Trust me. I write software scripts in my head. I can do AI if I want to on a piece of paper. These bozos wouldn't know what software was if it fell on their heads. Trust me. It's so simple to have a default porn block. Every single internet connection you get as a family, by default, should have a default porn block. It's such a no-brainer. If you perverts want it, sure, you sign it. You're over 18. Do what you want. I mean, you know, funny thing is, I'm sort of libertarian to some degree, but not the way it is at the moment. Absolute disgrace that Spark is able, by default, to send modems out in the mail, all glossed up. Oh, yeah, yeah, 0800, oh, yeah, yes, to all these people. Put in all the internet, porn, unlimited, all over the place. You know it, people. It's not an internet connection. I mean, even libraries, you know, have a primitive version of a porn block because it's so obvious, you know, some freak that turns up to a blooming library. But that's actually just a couple of nerdy IT people literally down in the basement who have just set up a, downloaded a quick Microsoft porn block. I mean, that's simple. But on a internet scale, should not have to have been asked. Anyone who makes a product for the customer generally makes a product that they, because they believe the customer will benefit from it. So let's just have a look at some examples of that, okay? Let's have a look at examples of what you're doing now, right now, working damn hard for your customer. Great. Let's take you chefs. All you chefs are not buying rotten eggs or smelly potatoes or diseased fish. You're not buying something you know will give, you know, be carcinogenic. You chefs are looking at the ingredients. You're probably sourcing the best potatoes, the most freshest fish. You want your customer to feel good, and be healthy. If you're, I mean, God, what profession isn't? Let's look at the farmers, sort of look at that industry. I bet you now, if you're sort of in that the mechanics of farming, you know, let's say you're manufacturing fence posts and putting them in, right? Are you going, hey, we can really, and you know, I know our customers will probably get some disease from these machines or whatever. Or we know we're selling these tractors to these farmers. Ha ha ha! It's so funny because yeah, they're cheaper because actually what happens? They often. I don't know. Then they fall over every time they hit a. Yeah, we just let them fall over and let people die in them or whatever. You people who make these machines, you're thinking, okay, how can my customer be the best farmer? Air conditioning, best seat comfort, GPS. That you don't even think about how a farmer would navigate with GPS. You go, what's the simplest GPS, the fastest GPS? This is what capitalism is, people. You're making a product because you give a damn about your customer. Most of you right now are working really hard going, I'm so pleased my customer looks good in that. I know a lady who does a dress shop downtown. She gets pride when she sees people crying because she feels so good about the dress she's made for the lady. Oh, my God, I feel so pretty. You spark bastards have no respect for your customer. Sell them porn cheaply. We don't give a damn. We're making money. We're super rich. We've got many houses. What we destroy in society, we can get on a super boat. We don't have to watch it. So it's a complete failure in their duty to provide a real service. Complete failure. And I really want you to be angry, people, because you go to a school, you get the principal who's running King School or Onehunga School or Papakura School. That principal will probably right now on a Saturday be working how he can get the best step for his students. How can he get the lessons to be better, the seating better, the windows, the right temperature so the students can have a great time, the security of the school, the anti-bullying. He's stressed out. He's working. You bastards who spark, send porn through the internet. You know it. It's your job. You shouldn't be having to wait for people like me to say, put a filter on it. This is just a no-brainer. You're sending out hundreds and hundreds of modems, unlimited internet without a porn block. By default, you should not even be asking people. Of course you should have a porn block on any single domestic internet account. Packaging a family with the kids going to whatever school, bringing them up. Yes, sir, absolutely, I'll send you out our package. Yep, it's Spark. Blah, 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 blah. In the fine print, you know, Spark by default has restrictions to, you know, obscene material and unfamily friendly. If you require an over 18, please see this web link, right? How hard is that, people? How hard is that, even for you hardened liberal, libertarian retards who just want everything free to do? Family friendly filter should be default. How the hell do I have to say this? How the hell does Mike Hoskin, the piece of boffhead, not be bringing this up and asking these Spark people? God, I'm sick of having to fix this stupid planet for you idiots. Anyway, so Spark should be having default porn block. All right? So I've got an hour show. It's been one issue. It's millions of issues that I'm angry with the ISP, but this is the big one that I had to get out there. You work so hard, every one of the other strategies. I just want to push a bit more on people making products and services for people. You know, you're working in tourism, right? You're working in a flight centre. I know people. I've been to flight centre. You woman, you love your job. Hey, you've got to go to Bangkok. This is the hotel to stay in. You've got to take a horse ride up here. You'll love it. You'll be the best version of yourself. Oh, you've got to do a trip to Rotorua. Talk to my friend. He runs a fishing tour. He'll look after you. Spark, in good faith, my family would like access to the information highway. We're assuming that's just, you know, going to make our family, you know, richer with knowledge. Spark, we can charge more because, yeah, we don't give a damn what we send out, but we know pretty much 30% is going to be porn. Bastards, right? Absolute bastards. So wankers, I should say. And, excuse my language a little bit, but that's what's going on. And these Spark, absolute pieces of rubbish, send out these modems, no pawn block, so hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of even below teenagers have access to porn, unfettered. Every single internet device. It's an absolute disgrace. And they don't even bother. They don't even give a damn about this. Not even a mention on any of their marketing. Nothing. They don't give a damn. And then, of course, every other ISP has basically followed suit. Right? So that's what's happened, right? Unlimited access to every dark area of the internet. These bastards just couldn't be bothered buying a pretty cheap as porn blocker. It's not rocket science, you know. Couple of engineers, pretty much a week's worth of work probably, and some of their head exchanges to install them. But they don't give a damn, do they? They'd rather make a little bit more money streaming sports. They don't know how to do that, of course. They don't know anything about engineering. Spark is not a telecommunications company. It's a make-cheap-money company. This is a problem with tech companies run by non-tech people. They don't give a damn about the real technology. So anyway, that's what they're doing. And of course, it's not just porn, is it? They haven't just not blocked porn. There's even more disgusting things that they should be blocking that they don't by default. So it's an absolute disgrace. And it's so evil when they call this civil liberties or dumb things like that. So not civil liberties. It's just cheaper to maintain it, to send it out. So that's one. And then number two is, if they really cared, if really cared, by default, would have a family-friendly filter, okay? By default. And it's not rocket science. Now, if a kid wants to go down to his friend's house who has unlimited internet access because his dad's a pee addict, fine. Let Tommy go down and hang out with Ben from down the road because they've got unlimited porn. But then your parents at least can go, pretty much don't want you going down there to Ben's house there, Tommy. Sorry, my friend. Can you go up to Sally's house? They have a porn block, and I know she's really good at piano, and they're trying to make a new Christmas song. I think you're kind of a better version of yourself when you go up to Sally's rather than Ben's. So at least your parents can start to navigate this disgusting world if Telecom would even pull finger, spend $50,000 on a porn block. I honestly, you know, in the old days you'd have pickets outside the Spark premise right now and burn them, but, you know, we're way too dumbed down for that. So anyway, not suggesting that, but I'm suggesting certainly protest to them. Certainly burn your modems and throw it back and say, Spark, no. You might, maybe if you search hard enough, there's a little ISP doing family filters by default. So vote with your feet. I know there was, you know, talk about that. And, you know, in England, of course, a country which is, you know, more older than us and smarter and richer than us, of course, they have porn block generally. There's discussion to be a more serious porn block, but they're actually further ahead than us. You know, so thinking that, oh, this is just a unanimous thing around the world. No, actually, there's sophisticated countries that don't want their kids seeing this disgusting stuff by default have more porn policy filters than New Zealand does. All right, so you know, so there's precedent's already been set. So that's just one. The second thing, of course, is, you know, by default, realistically, ISPs should, you know, there's certain things they can block. I won't, you know, go into other ones because it's more, look, it's a conversation that anyone in the game knows what family friendly means, okay? It's not rocket damn science. There's essays on this, there's studies on this, and the science is out. It's not like, oh, it's a bit hard for us bald-headed bozos at Run Spark. No, don't worry. We're not expecting you to do the engineering. You're too dumb for that. We're just expecting you to import it because there's actually already people in Canada who have built this. So, you know, it's not rocket science. So anyway, that's where that's a big one to block. Now, in reverse, something that they could do if they gave a damn about actually increasing the offering. And, you know, I'm reluctant to give you all my secrets how ISPs could actually be better because obviously you can see how angry I am with them. Let's just say that my version of an internet service provider would make these look like Stone Age. And maybe I'll leave that to another show when I'm not so angry. But let's just go more on what they could do for fixing them, their own disgusting self. So number two, New Zealand. God, so exhausted with you bastards. Anyway, so let's just do the so that's porn block. That's number one. Okay, that's pretty much the big one. And then there's so gratuitous violence. You know, there's illegal stuff on the internet that could be blocked by default. And if you want to be a freak and live in your caravan, you can have unlimited access to simply say you're over 18 or whatever. Yeah. And so what it needs to be is there's a lot of illegal sites. That's fine. Block some of those. But what really should happen if you even want to give a damn about actually making a service sophisticated is you lazy bastard Spark should talk to the lazy bastards of TVNZ and say, how the hell can we go head-to-head with Netflix? Because you idiots of TVNZ who have 70 years head start to Netflix and you boffheads of Telecom who've had 100 years advantage, but you've sat on your fat ass, Netflix has come in by a group of pimply teenagers and destroyed your advertising budget because people just went, oh, within 2 years, you've lost your market share because, God, you're such... I mean, kind of like it in a way because you're such idiots, so you deserve to fail. But then all the actual talent, Wendy Pedro, and all the actual people that lose their jobs because your directors are such bastards, the fact that you haven't had a New Zealand platform to be a real viable alternative to Netflix, gee, you're disgusting. And it's not rocket science. All you had to do was one of your sausage roll meetings was get over to TVNZ, one of you Spark idiots, and say, look, can we get some young people with some brains to make a product offering similar to Netflix? All right? That's all Spark needs to do. Bundle in your stupid plan a month. Pay a little bit of more money, $5, to have a decent New Zealand version of Netflix. It's not rocket science, because the way that TVNZ has implemented their system is such rubbish. Such rubbish. I'm sure if you try to watch on demand, it's such a laborious, stupid website, bad technology, terrible product offering. I mean, computer science, you got to go in there, sign up, sign this, sign that. Just absolute rubbish offering. No one-click sign-in. So finally, just to watch a rerun of MasterChef or something stupid. But if they gave a damn, they would get all their archives of TVNZ, and New Zealand's made some good products, get some of their international licenses, I don't know, Friends or whatever, or Seinfeld, and bundle them in a New Zealand version of Netflix, come up with a cool name, I don't know, Update maybe, and work with Telecom to offer this as a New Zealand simple version to Netflix. No double logins, sign up here, sign up there, pay a fee there. Just another couple of dollars on your Spark account and you got New Zealand, nice version of Netflix. Maybe if they can work with TVNZ, TV3 as well, if they've got the brain capacity to even think, oh, that's a new idea. I've never had an idea in my life before. Does it hurt? But if I had an idea, that would go, could probably go to, you know, even Prime and some of New Zealand content and say, look, you know, we just, you know, we're not lazy bastards anymore. Some of us have been fired and we've got a huge data center around the country. So we're just going to stick a few computers in there and have a New Zealand's version of Netflix. God damn it. I could do it in a week if I have to. And you'd have New Zealand's version of Netflix, and it would be fantastic. And it would have, you know, all New Zealand's archive of Billy T. James and all the shows we used to watch in the 80s and, you know, Under the Star and the one where they lived in Lake Papuki or whatever, Under the Mountain and, you know, Sir Edmund Hillary documentaries. God damn it, is it so hard, Spark, you bastards, to work with TVNZ and TV3? Honestly, you're just such idiots. It's sort of the reason you realise that people like Trump get in, you know, when and it starts to hate on the media and people run this TVNZ and Spark. So if you buffheads today, stop, cancel your third game of golf for the week, go to TVNZ, look, how are we going to make a New Zealand version of Netflix? And quite frankly, Netflix is a crap product. can't believe that they let you, they took over your market share. By the way, I've seen Netflix in New Zealand. It's literally five computers. I've physically touched it. Five servers. That's their huge expanse into New Zealand. Five computers in a rack. Five supercomputers in a rack. So it's like 5 foot high. That's Netflix. It's in a private data center. I won't tell you where. So they've managed to do it with five computers, where you Netflix and you Telecom and Spark and TV3 and Prime couldn't get your blimmin' you-know-what together. SHI something T together. Unbelievable. But anyway, we had a New Zealand version of Netflix. It would have use some of our smart talent, not your baby boomer talent. Get it written for an app, some nice code, some JavaScript, some nice front-end development layers. Not like TVNZ's website. Make it flowy, fast, JavaScript-based, so that you can log in from any device, quickly navigate your history, and also put comments on, because you dumbasses at TVNZ don't realize the value of comments. People want to actually comment on a video and see what other people are commenting about. You can come up with some smart innovation around that. It's just you're so far behind. This is the thing. I don't know why I'm living in this country. When I get to America and make billions, I will rub it in New Zealand's face. I'll tell you that. I'll go, nah, no one was there. No one cared. Didn't care about innovation. It's just porn. It's all they cared about. Anyway, so that's what they do. I mean, this is just one. This isn't even an idea for me. I'm not even telling you the good ideas. This is just like so obvious. TVNZ works with Spark, works with TV3, works with Prime, works with, Shine. Some, we've got heaps of little media studios, have access to the footage, pay a small royalty as soon as someone clicks on the HTTP link, and it's a nice platform. All right, so there you go. So there's hope for you. Let's be blunt. If you're shareholders of Spark, we've really got to vote these directors fired and jailed, in my mind. Fired, at least. Get in some smart people, not baby boomers. Yeah, they're total dropkicks. Look what Jacinda's done. Get a millennial in. They kick ass. So get some millennials to run Spark. Come up with a opportunity like a Netflix version for New Zealand, working with TVNZ. Put a family-friendly porn filter on. And then New Zealand, slowly, probably in, I don't know, a couple of trillion decades, might have a glimmer of hope. But I doubt it. Anyway, hope that's got through your zombie heads, people.